This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been waiting. And now it's official. Stetson Bennett has announced he will return to UGA for another title run. He put out on Insta, one more year. And it's the words that everybody's been waiting for. Whether or not he was going to decide to come back, he says, let's roll. Mike, I'm excited. And I'll tell you why. He's proven himself to such a degree that I feel like this gives the Dawgs the kind of edge to maybe do something special next year. I'm not going to give them anything. I know how hard it is to get to the top of the mountain. But when you're telling me that you're bringing back a guy who ran through the SEC like he did last year with minimal mistakes, played at a very high level, in essence had one bad game, and even in that game, it was the defense that failed you. It really wasn't Stetson Bennett in the SEC championship game, and then that same defense came back and won the national championship for you with the big pick six, and Stetson did his thing in the second half, and specifically the fourth quarter with those two touchdowns. This is a big deal for Dawg fans, man.
It really is, you know, and I know that the nature of NIL, and some guys saying, I'd come back for $1 million too. I mean, regardless of what he's going to make off the field, the man has proven it. We've talked about this, guys, every day of every week this football season. We talked about Stetson versus JT. Hats off to JT, by the way, for never being a distraction. He's also in the portal that was announced today. But Stetson has proven he can do it. And again, think about how ugly those two first three and outs were. And then, you know, he hits Pickens. Now, the only question will be Jermaine Burton is also leaving. They're a little thin at wide receiver as far as in-game experience. And I know that you'll say next man up. Brock Bowers is kind of like that hybrid now, tight end wide receiver. But, yeah, I mean, Kirby and Monken will come up with something. But, Carl, you know Kirby wants to go with the proven quantity, the proven I know what I've got. And these guys, I don't want to be mean-spirited. I said I'm not going to do name calling.
Go ahead.
You're a freaking moron if you want to say, well, bro, we're going to lose Brock Vandergrift. Okay, I've got it here. I know what this guy can do. He's won a natty. He's taken on all comers. Carl just laid out the scenario. And if Vandergrift is going to take his ball and leave, then so be it. But it's I know we always talked about the mishandling of this quarterback or that one. Kirby stayed with it, Carl, and it paid off. And how could you not want this guy back? Look, I watched Chris Winkie play till he was like 28 at Florida State. You know what I mean? Who cares? Roll with it.
Can we hear Connor Riley, who came on with us at 4 o'clock, literally an hour and a half or so ago? First thing I asked him is, what is the wait? What are we waiting on? And literally an hour and 40 minutes later, we get word that Stetson's coming back. Here's Connor Riley from Dawg Nation.
I do think he wants him back. I think there's a, like you sort of touched on there, Mike, we know what Stetson is. We've known what Stetson was, you know, over the course of the season. I think that's part of the reason why he went with Stetson over JT. You knew Stetson, yes, he was going to make two or three turnover-worthy plays a game, but he was also going to move the ball efficiently. He was going to be able to create plays with his legs, and when presented the opportunity, take strikes downfield like we saw in the national championship game on the touchdown pass to Adonai Mitchell. With JT Daniels, it was much more of an unknown whether or not he could consistently stay healthy, something he hasn't been able to do. So while theoretically JT Daniels has a higher upside, just like I think I know Brock Vandergrift has a higher upside, we don't exactly know what he's going to be under fire in those live rounds. And I think you can even look at what Carson Beck did this year when he came in the UAB game. He didn't exactly inspire confidence in obviously a limited sample size there. So I do think Kirby does take some pride in the fact that he knows what he at least has in Stetson Bennett next year.
I'm in no rush to see an inexperienced guy take over a team that may be championship ready. this is still where George is living. We're in a championship world right now, and we haven't fallen off. This hasn't been a situation where, you know, we're going to lose four games in the SEC next year. We're in championship mode. I have no desire, Mike, to see an inexperienced guy come in and, pardon my French, screw it up. I want to go with the experienced guy. And if the experienced guy screws it up, at least I know he was experienced and I went with what was the right thing to do. But for all this Brock Vandergriff stuff, and again, I'm not taking this out on the kid because he just wants to play like every other kid. Right. He just wants to be where he wants to be in college and have an opportunity. And I think he'll get that. But guys, you just want to chip with this young man. And he's decided to come back because of the 2020 COVID circumstances and eligibility. So be it. He makes your team stronger and better. I don't even know why we're having this conversation. We should be talking about how right. good the Dogs are going to be now with him returning. Because I got to tell you, if he made the decision to not come back, I would not be as high on the Dogs to do what they did this season, right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.